everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
It's been 10 years since my next guest, a veteran news anchor, international correspondent, and co-host of CBN's Christian World News with brilliant co-host George Thomas, as well as co-host of the 700 Club with iconic broadcaster and founder, Dr. Pat Robertson, of blessed memory, graced the airwaves of testimony for such a time as this. And such a time it has been, as you will soon hear. Wendy Griffith, a dear friend and beautiful example of, quote, faith on heels, on the ground and in the air, and by the way, your favorite mountaintop too, has had some mountaintop experiences, as well as lows, all chronicled in her previous best-selling, You Are a Prize to be Won, Don't Settle for Less than God's Best, which this host had the honor of contributing my story in part, God's Promise, Chapter 23, and now with her promised, recently released follow-up, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best is Worth the Wait, Wendy shares that dreams really do come true, and beautifully so. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a great joy and honor, CBN's veteran news anchor, best-selling author, speaker, adventurer, and now Christian Singles Retreat host too. Please welcome the fabulous Wendy Griffith. Wendy, welcome back to Testimony.
Jensine, it's so great to be with you. Thank you for that amazing introduction, and I'm so happy to be with you.
Well, the blessing is all mine. First of all, I have to say, what a great, engaging, transparent, heart-wrenching, yet hopeful read your story and the story of others, beautifully shared and written, your endorsement from screenwriter-producer Tony Marinozzi perhaps sums it up best, and I quote, quote, Wendy Griffith is truly the Bridget Jones of Christian romance, end quote. That said, dear friend, let's get right to it. Can you expound with a brief recap of You Are a Prize to be Won and the future husband you would dedicate that book to, now a reality in your must follow-up read, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best is Worth the Wait. Wendy Griffith, please tell us that story.
First of all, I want to thank you again for contributing your amazing love story to my first book, Jensine, You Are a Prize to be Won. I was very single when I wrote that, very heartbroken, and stories like yours that were God-breathed, that are God-breathed, where the Lord brought you together with your wonderful husband, those stories gave me so much hope, and I wanted to share them with my readers, but also they meant so much to me because they were a lifeline. They were the hope that I held on to. So thank you for sharing your amazing story, and You Are a Prize to be Won. But that story, that book, God told me to write it. I was going through a tremendous heartbreak after the guy I was dating at the time in my late 40s broke up with me. And I thought I thought he might be the one. And at the end of a year, the opposite happened. And I remember seeing you after that breakup, Jensine, and you were so amazing to me. And it was just such a hard time, and even hard time to thinking back on that pain, because it was probably the worst emotional pain I'd ever been through. But at the same time, that book ministered to so many women because they could relate. And God gave me, He gave me every chapter. And I dedicated that book, You Are a Prize to be Won, to my future husband. And I said, I know you will be worth the wait. So I took a leap of faith, dedicated that book to my future husband, and then the wait began. So there was still a few more years before the next book and the happy ending. So now You Didn't Miss It has come out. It is the sequel. It's the happy ending. And I love, on Amazon when I see frequently bought together. So people are buying both. They want the prequel and they want the sequel. And I just love that.
Well, that is just Fantastic. Totally my honor. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Wendy Griffith, her latest must read. You didn't miss it. We're going to get right into it. I have several questions for you. Your beloved, now husband Bill, has a chapter of his very own in your latest You Didn't Miss It, with the lead in scripture from Psalm 35, and I quote, "Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning," end quote. Can you expound and then share with our listeners how past disappointments and failures don't have to determine our destiny when God is in it?
So when I started writing You Didn't Miss It, I asked my husband if he would write a chapter. I said, honey, people are going to want to hear from you. And he's been divorced. He was divorced when I met him, and I've never been divorced. And there's so many people that have gone through that experience. And I just knew that his story would resonate and would be meaningful to so many people, so many singles who are single again and who feel like they might have missed it. So he just really unpacked what he was going through. He was going through, you know, the whole time I'm praying for a husband, he's going through, he was married and then separated and then divorced. So he writes about that. He writes about the dark night of the soul he went through and then the prayers that he prayed and even the thoughts that maybe it won't happen again for him. But he always in his heart thought he wanted to be married again. So I'm excited that people get to hear from Bill. And it's pretty early on in the book because I wanted people to meet Bill, you know, early in the book. And I'm glad that chapter meant something to you as well.
Amen. It did. And it's very well written. Now, to that point, back on Bill again, and I have other questions for you. I'm going to change it up a bit. You tell us that Bill is a, quote, great chef, hunter, fisherman, and all around outdoorsman. How great is it that your love for mountain climbing, traveling, and adventure seem to be such a great fit? And secondly, Wendy, you share the health scare you would experience soon after marrying and why that experience solidified even more God's mate worth the wait. Can you explain?
Well, you mentioned that Bill's a hunter and a fisherman, and he's right now praying for fishing weather. It's been so windy. If you're a fisherman, you need a calm day. You don't want wind. So I'm praying that God will give him a good fishing day soon. But, you know, Jensen, God gave me more than I was asking for, because I'm sure I wrote a list. I think God can do so much better than our list, you know, and it's good to know what you want, and it's good. But God is so faithful. And, you know, I'm from West Virginia, and I guess I'm a country girl at heart. And Bill's sort of this country boy at heart, and he loves the outdoors, and he loves to hike, and he loves to be in the woods hunting during deer season. And he grew up here on the water in Virginia Beach, and he loves to be out in the boat. So God gave me someone who I think I love to travel more than he does. So he feels like everything is here. He's like, why would I need to go anywhere? Because I have everything is here.
Right.
But so we differ a little bit on that. But God truly gave me more than I asked for, and someone that was perfect for me. But you mentioned that the health scare. So, you know, when I turned 50, I climbed Kilimanjaro. I was still single because Bill and I didn't get married till I was 54. But anyway, for my 50th birthday, I wanted to do something epic and went to Africa, climbed Kilimanjaro, and it was great. Well, fast forward 4.5 years, I'm now married, and it was a couple of months after I got married. I would be out walking, as I normally walk 2 or 3 miles at a time. And I was out walking, and suddenly, like, I couldn't put one foot in front of the other. And I thought, what is wrong with me? I mean, I really didn't know. I was kind of terrified. And I ended up in the hospital, and it turned out that I had low thyroid. I mean, severe enough that it was definitely affecting my energy levels to the point where sometimes I couldn't walk around the block. Well, even across the room. I mean, it was pretty bad. And I think, Jensen, what happened was I blew out my adrenals and my thyroid during the wedding process. I didn't really have anybody helping me. And so I'm trying to plan a wedding. And I think the excitement and just the thrill, and it was good. I wouldn't say anxiety, but there was a lot to do. And I think it was too much excitement, if that makes sense.
Right,
so that
totally
affected my health. And I've had to learn how to, fortunately I never had to go on any meds, but I tried medication for thyroid and all of it made me feel worse. So, God just took me on a journey of eating healthier and getting more rest. And now fast forward 5 years into marriage, I'm feeling much better and able to walk, and exercise and do all the things that I love again and hike. And, you know, I don't know about climbing Kilimanjaro, but you know, what the thing was though, you mentioned how it solidified my love for Bill. Right. I think because I'd been so independent and I never thought I really needed someone. And in that moment I realized, wow, you know, I really need Bill. But at the same time I was worried, did he think he was marrying a lemon? I mean, he thought he was marrying this great, you know, athletic mountain climber. And now I'm, you know, in a hospital bed. And I think that I only had to spend one night in the hospital, Jensine, but that night he was with me. And I just remember falling more in love with him. Cause I think in those moments, you just realize what's really important. And I just saw someone that was going to be there with me, you know, sickness and in health and thick and thin. So, literally thick and thin, but I've gained some weight with marriage, but we're dealing with that also. But yeah, I fell more in love with my husband through that.
Well, praise God. Well, I thought that was an important point to bring up, since you were tested immediately right after your wonderful marriage. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wendy Griffith, author of her just released You Didn't Miss It. You were married, Wendy, on February 9th, 2019, at the age of 54, which you alluded to just now, in a storybook wedding with Dr. Pat Robertson, a blessed memory, officiating. Talk about the culmination and joy of that day.
Wow. Okay. Well, I write about it in the book and I call it the wedding of the century, the wedding of the century, because for me, it truly was. And it really was a dream wedding. It was in a beautiful, where were we? The homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia. It's just this beautiful, iconic resort. And it was in the crystal ballroom with the chandeliers and the hardwood floors. And it truly was a dream wedding. And just to have Pat there and to pray over us. And, you know, I handpicked everything from, you know, the hors d'oeuvres to the music. And it was an evening wedding, so it was black tie. I mean, it was just, to me, I just wish I could do it again. My only problem is, and, you know, it's funny. I think a lot of people say that, like, oh, if they could just relive it. I remember trying to just let it all sink in so I wouldn't forget anything. You know, like I never want to forget this night. And it was truly, wow. It was, okay. The thing I remember the most is the joy on everyone's face. I think, you know, I'm from a big family, so I'm the oldest of five and all my siblings, my two sisters and two brothers are married already. And just to see the joy on their faces, on all my nieces and nephews, my parents, you know, Bill's friends and family. I think there was just so much joy that evening. And I never wanted that night to end.
Well, understandably, and it was fabulous. You looked fabulous. Everything looked fantastic, stunning, nothing missing, nothing broken, truly a shalom blessing on all of it. If pictures are any indication, and they certainly were. Amen. Okay. The stories of others shared in You Didn't Miss It are all very moving and inspiring, my view, with Stacy Hurd coming to mind for singles needing healing and deliverance from past mistakes. Can you speak to this and why her ministry as a speaker at your upcoming Christian singles retreat, which we will talk about, is an important one?
Yeah, so Stacy Hurd Hume, her new married name is Hume. She wrote a book when she was single called A New Vision for Dating. And Stacy was divorced. She had three boys. And she gave up dating. She just, I think it was 7 years, did not date, raised her boys. And then at the end of the 7 years, she thought, okay, God's going to bring him. But then the years went by and she dated a lot of guys, but nobody was sticking. And she... God taught her so many lessons in the waiting. And we became friends, really good friends, when we were both single. and approaching 50. I think we were 50. And we got together and we would pray for our future husbands. And we would just believe God because, you know, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And we were both in serious danger of hope deferred. And that's why I talk about the importance of having a prayer partner in You Didn't Miss It. God's Best Is Worth the Wait, because it is, waiting is the hardest part. Waiting is absolutely the hardest part of anything, no matter what you're waiting on. And there's ways to wait well. And I talk about waiting not being punishment, being preparation, and the purpose in the waiting. But for me, what made the waiting easier was having those prayer partners that you could just hear from God together, you could pray together, and those prayers, I mean, we know how powerful prayer is. And so Stacy's story, I don't want to give it all away, but yeah, it's right. An amazing story. Her husband came in a package she did not expect, but he is an amazing guy. We love him. Bill and I love him. And we've gone skiing with them. And the four of us have gotten together, and our husbands are both fishermen. So it's just so cool that God answered our prayers the way he did, and then even let our husbands be friends now. So I'm super, super excited that she's coming to the conference in Virginia Beach, which, by the way, is June 14th and 15th. At the oceanfront here in Virginia Beach. It's my first ever singles retreat, and I'm calling it Ready for Love, and I'm super excited.
Well, sounds fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you're listening to Wendy Griffith. Her recently released must read, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best Is Worth the Wait. Wendy, talk about the quote painting and the importance of being good to yourself and enjoying the journey while waiting.
So I was just speaking in chapel at CBN last week, and I said, look, if you're waiting on anything, don't put your life on hold and enjoy the journey. And because not only are you going to have more fun, I think you're going to be a lot more attractive to whoever is out there that might be your future spouse. Because if you're just home, you know, binge watching Hallmark movies and eating bonbons, the chances of your future spouse showing up at the door and ringing the doorbell and being down on his knee when you open the door in your bathrobe and saying, will you marry me, is very small. This is probably not going to happen.
Right.
Now, nothing against Hallmark, because I believe I'm living my Hallmark movie now. And I love Hallmark. And I did all those things. I did binge watch Hallmark movies, and I did sit around and eat Ben and Jerry's. But it didn't help me meet a husband. What helped me, I think, get ready, and I say in my book, you know, don't get discouraged, get ready. What helped me be ready and get ready was living my life, enjoying the journey, pursuing my passions. You know, whatever it is you're passionate about, don't wait. You know, don't wait to wear that dress. Don't wait to take that class. Don't wait to take that trip or even a job. So I would just say, because God is in the singleness, he's in the marriage, you know, they're both a gift. And I, when I met Bill, because I was pursuing my passions and I was, you know, my job was going great. I'm co-hosting the 700 Club. I'm climbing mountains. I'm enjoying my single life. I wasn't desperate. I was like, yeah, I'm having a great life. The only thing a husband can do now is add to my joy. It's not going to be everything. I meet women that say, you know, I'm desperate to meet a husband. Well, then you're not ready. And I believe when God told me, when you're ready, Wendy, there he'll be, he was getting me to that place where I was content. Not that I've given up. I didn't lay it on the altar or give up hope or say, okay, God, you know, I don't want to get married now. I never did that. I just was enjoying life and enjoying the journey. Does that make sense?
Totally. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Wendy Griffith, her latest, You Didn't Miss It. Wendy, one of the many endorsers of your book is entertainment royalty Louise Duarte and Squire Rushnell, authors of the Godwink book series and, as you just alluded to earlier, made-for-TV Hallmark movies. And I quote, in part, quote, one of the most encouraging and optimistic messages of our time. My wonderful wife and I were in our 50s before we were divinely aligned as perfect mates. Same as Wendy and her husband Bill. The best was yet to come. And there's more. Quote, their phenomenal series of God winks will lift the hearts of every reader and affirm that you too can claim hope for yourself. End quote. Quite the endorsement from a couple who has lived it and are shining examples not only in the body of Christ, but secular media as well. That said, Wendy, what's next for you and Bill as you continue to partner in all God has? And will your inaugural Christian Singles Retreat be that start of more to come? Perhaps a God wink movie in the mix? Can you expound?
You know, I have had that. I've had people say it would make a good movie, and I am all for that. And I love Squire and Louise. And again, their love story inspired me. And that's why I include so many other love stories in this new book as well. Stacey's and Ben and Cherie, who are also coming to the conference to speak. But I just want singles to know that God has not forgotten them, that, you know, with God, he can give you and will give you the desires of your heart. He's no respecter of persons. So I just want them to come and get hope. And they're coming from all over the country, Jensine. And two ladies are coming from Canada. And it's so funny because I talk Fantastic. About Canada in my book, because there's a funny story about me and Bill involving Saskatoon in Saskatchewan, Canada. And guess where these ladies are coming from? Saskatchewan. So I'm thrilled that they're coming. There's a lot of people coming from the West Coast, from your state, California.
They need it.
Yeah. And so, but you know, when I started advertising for the singles conference, I heard from people literally all over the world. Can you come to Australia? Can you come to New Zealand? Can you come to Africa? Can you come to Ireland? And I thought maybe this is going to be a world tour.
Wow.
So I've made the t-shirts for the event and they say world tour on them because I'm like, I think it might be prophetic. So we'll see how this first one goes, but I have a feeling this is going around the world, and only because God told me he wanted me to take this message of hope around the world. That's what I heard the Holy Spirit say to me several months ago. So I'm like, okay, God, I'm along for the ride. If you want to take this Ready for Love World singles retreat around the world, let's do it.
Amen and amen. And you've literally been around the world in the physical, and now it will be the spiritual, now more than ever. One last quick question. In our culture, cancel culture, crass, crude, hooking up, singles don't know who they are. They don't know if they're a man, a woman, or in between, a goat. Who knows what they are thinking these days, especially in California. How will your book, You Didn't Miss It, help to clarify things practically and spiritually for the believer and non-believer alike?
Well, you know, I think marriage was God's idea, and it was between one man and one woman. And he says two are better than one. And it's really not rocket science. I mean, it's in the Bible. I think that God loves love, and he wants to give us the desires of our hearts. I meet women in their 20s and 30s who think they missed it because they might have already be divorced or a single mom or a single dad. And you can be almost any age and believe that lie that you've missed it. But then I'm meeting women now in their 70s who are contacting me and saying, I was about to give up hope. You know, maybe they lost a spouse or they're divorced for many years and they read You Didn't Miss It, and now they're believing again. Because hope is everything, Jensine, and we can't even have faith without hope.
Amen.
So my prayer is that, look, if it's still in your heart, then God can do it because he's a good dad, you know, and he wants to bless us with good things. And this one of the scriptures that my friend Rhonda always would give to me when we would pray, and I'd say, Rhonda, where's my husband? I can't wait one more day. And she said, Psalm 84:11. God will not withhold any good thing from those who are walking uprightly. And I would just grab on to these scriptures that were my lifeline, as well as, you know, the title of my book, You Didn't Miss It. That was a rhema word. That was a word I heard from God when I was still going through the healing after the breakup, God said, Wendy, you didn't miss it. It's not too late. And he said, now I'm going to bring you my best. So I wrote those down and I meditated on those as well as the promises of the Bible. And again, God's no respecter. You know, what he did for me, he can do for someone else. And maybe you're listening and you're like, well, I don't want to be 50 when I'm married, or I don't want to be 54 like you. And your story, God's writing your story. It's going to be your story. It's not going to look like my story. And maybe you're older than me and you're saying, well, it's too late. I meet women all the time now that, because I've put my testimony up there, and they're saying, well, I was 62 when I got married for the first time. And, but you know, it was their perfect timing. God, there's an appointed time. There's a blessed time that God has for each person. And for me, I was in my 50s. And, you know, and I remember meeting you, Jensine, when I was in my mid 40s. And yeah, I was definitely wanting to be married at that time, but I hadn't even met the guy that broke my heart. But thank you for helping me get through that time. It was just, you know, you have to have your friends. You have to have people that will lift you up and get you through that, you know, the heartbreak. Because God told me this season will end, and it did. And then the blessing of my husband, you know, came. And so it's been quite the journey.
Well, amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to veteran news anchor of the Christian Broadcasting Network, conference host, speaker, and best-selling author Wendy Griffith on her recently released You Didn't Miss It, God's Best is Worth the Wait. Indeed. You can learn more about Wendy's work, ministry, and mission by visiting wendygriffithauthor.com, Wendy Griffith TV on Instagram and Facebook, and get her books, Praying the News, You Are a Prize to Be Won, and her latest uplifting and encouraging read, You Didn't Miss It. You will be blessed, inspired, and given great hope that you did. And then join the fun for Wendy's first ever Ready for Love Christian Singles Retreat to be held June 14th through 15th, 2024 in beautiful Virginia Beach, for a time of great encouragement, dynamic speakers, workshops, mixers, and even a little beach time to visit wendygriffithauthor.com to learn more and get your tickets to day. Wendy, dear friend, and now Mrs. Sesswine, if I may,
yes.
Your story
<Absolutely. laughs>
of overcoming and the story of others in your latest great read, You Didn't Miss It, is a calling card of hope that no matter one's age, circumstance, or culture, God in his infinite wisdom is infinitely interested in giving us the desires of our heart when we delight in him. And quoting one of your favorites, Joel 2, 25 through 26, and I read in part, quote, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and praise the name of the Lord our God that dealt wondrously with me. What a promise. Your story of overcoming, willingness to wait for God's best, is proof. And you are now sharing with singles the world over, and yes, I believe that's prophetic, this same hope that they too can have all God intends, and powerfully and beautifully. So we thank you. God bless you. Wendy Griffith, you didn't miss it.
Thank you, Jensine. Love you. God bless.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.